Hi, this is Heather Ashimara, and this is our final visualization for our Warrior Goddess Wise 7-Day Challenge. Welcome to Day 7. Today we're going to do a visualization that's a little bit longer, that is a journey to meet your future wise self. So make sure to get your physical body comfortable, and before you do that, you may want to have your journal nearby so you can write down any messages that you get. So go ahead and close your eyes. And just take a moment to center yourself. Take a breath into your feet. A mindful breath into your hips. And then a breath into your shoulders, and really letting your shoulders relax. Good. And once again, imagine yourself walking someplace in nature that's really beautiful. Maybe someplace you've been many times before, or someplace you've seen in a photograph, someplace you remember from your childhood. And that as you're walking down a path in this sacred space, might be by the forest or the beach or a meadow, bring all your senses present. Imagining your feet on the floor or the earth beneath you, feeling the wind against your skin. And noticing the textures and the colors around you. And imagine that up ahead you see a stone circle, a beautiful circle of stones. And that as you step into this sacred space, your future wise self is waiting there for you. And imagine that your future self extends her hands and welcomes you in, that she's so happy to see you, this younger version of herself. And really look into her eyes and see the wisdom that has been earned through experience and through learning to be compassionate with self. See her unconditional love for you, her support, and her knowing that even if your life is challenging now, that she knows what you're going to grow into. That she has absolute faith in you and your journey. And imagine letting her see into you, letting her see the places where you feel flawed or not good enough, where you feel like you're failing at life, or where you're frustrated. Letting her see your heartbreak and your grief, and also letting her see your courage and your joy, your creativity, and the wonders that you have experienced. Let her see all of you. And feel how, as she takes in the entirety of your being, that there isn't any part of you that she rejects or demonizes. And that you can really let yourself be held in the gaze of your future wise self. And then open your heart to ask her a question. What question do you have for your future self who has lived your life, who has gone through the experiences that you will go through, and who has come to the other side? What question do you have for her? Or if you don't have a question, open yourself to receive guidance from her, to receive wisdom and insight. Letting yourself receive her advice, her gifts, her strength. Listening with your full being, knowing that that message from your wise future self may come as a whisper, as a conversation, as a journey, as a knowing and feeling sense in your body. So take a minute to really listen with your full being to the guidance of your future wise self, using your imagination to call her in as viscerally and visually as you can. Good. And thanking her for her message, for her gifts, and asking her to walk alongside of you, to walk with you on this journey, to help you see through her wise eyes, through her compassion, through her calm, through her presence. Ask her to help you to know when to call in support and guidance so that you can grow into the being that you are meant to be. And ask her when it's time for you to rely on your own intuitive knowing. Ask her to help you let go of the places that you've held yourself as independent or not deserving, or that you have to force or fix yourself. But ask her to start guiding you into creating more ease and flow, community, and joy in your life. Ask her to walk with you hand in hand so that she can guide you to becoming the wise, blessed being that you actually already are. And as you gently bring yourself back into this place and this time, imagine that that wise future self stands next to you and continues to inspire and guide you towards connecting to your intuition and your connection to all of life. Many blessings.